Good day, my name is Jan Rickert, one of your FAC 3701 lecturers. In this podcast we will be discussing the May 2011 exam, focusing on the most common mistakes made by students. We suggest that you answer the two questions under exam conditions. When the prescribed 2 hours have passed, please switch to another colour pen. That way you can monitor how you did time-wise. We will require you to pause this podcast after you have marked each subsection of the exam. Now please stop this podcast and continue when you have completed the exam. Remember, do not mark the questions as per the attached memo until so instructed. Welcome back. Prior to marking the questions, please note the following general mistakes that was made. Illegible handwriting made marking difficult. As a result, marks may have been lost. Students obviously deviated from the suggested timetable. If you are unable to complete the question within the suggested time, stop and carry on with the next question. It has been proved that you will earn more marks on starting a next question than continuing with the question of which the time has expired. Many students did not answer what the question required. First, read through the required section of each question before you read through the contents of the question. When you start answering the question, check that you are answering what is required and not what you think is required. Structuring your answer into subsections with appropriate headings helps a great deal in not making this mistake. Subsections of answers were not always clearly identified. Structure the layout of your answer to group all subsections of one question together. Avoid including a subsection of the question at the end of your paper, and if you have no choice, refer to the subsection in the main body of your answer. Many marks were lost due to problems involving calculations that were not shown. Bear in mind that sufficient calculations must be included in the presentation of your answer to enable us to follow your logic and award marks accordingly. If you made a calculation error and have not shown your calculations, we have nothing to work on to award marks for the principles you have applied. It will therefore be worthwhile to spend a few minutes to set out what you did. The calculations must of course be included in your answer and not at the back of your examination script, or with other unrelated questions. They obviously should be cross-referenced to your question. Now pause the podcast and mark sub-question 1 of question 1, then continue with the podcast. Sub-question 1 focused on revenue journals. In general terms, students did very poor in this section. Students were also unsure of which accounts should be debited or credited. To record an increase in revenue, the revenue account should be credited and vice versa. It seems students do not have adequate knowledge of journals to answer these types of questions. Account names were abbreviated and insufficient. Do not use abbreviations in your journals. Students must remember to give the full account name when completing the question. Correct account names must be given, for example, revenue, provision for warranty costs, bank, and account receivable, etc. Account names such as LT Limited, Increase, or Mr. XX are not acceptable as correct answers. Journal narrations and tax implications were not required, but students wasted time by presenting these as part of their answers. The journals required were to be recorded in the books of Leicester Limited. A lot of students did the entries in the accounting records of LT Limited and became confused. Due to a lack of knowledge on the revenue statement, students did not know the answer and presented costs incurred, etc. as part of their journals. Now pause the podcast and mark sub-question 2 of question 1, then continue with the podcast. Sub-question 2 focused on the framework. Students neglected to discuss the expense in terms of both the definition and recognition criteria as stated in the framework. First state the definition and then the recognition criteria. After stating this, focus your answer discussion based on the definition and recognition criteria. Students do not know the theory of the framework and tend to confuse the definitions of assets, liabilities, income and expenses. A lot of students dealt with the recognition criteria for liabilities in their answer, which was not required. Due to a lack of knowledge of the framework, students answered the question in general terms, on a general knowledge basis, which led to students earning no marks for their answer. Now pause the podcast and mark sub-question 3 of question 1, then continue with the podcast. Sub-question 3 focused on income taxes, current tax owing to SARS calculation. Students lost a lot of marks as they incorrectly added, subtracted amounts from profit before tax. Students must ensure that they understand when to add or subtract amounts when calculating current tax. Students omitted items which are given in the question. Countless marks were lost due to students not including items which should be taken into account when calculating the taxable profit. Each item in the question has a purpose. Do not forget to consider each of them when presenting your answer. Basic calculations such as recoupment, profit on sale, and capital gains were not correctly calculated or were omitted by students. Incorrect values in these basic calculations were used. A lot of students omitted the change in accounting policy calculations in their answers. Students also wasted unnecessary time by doing depreciation and wear and tear calculations when these amounts were already given in the question. Now pause the podcast and mark sub-question 4 of question 1, then continue with the podcast. Sub-question 4 focuses on income taxes, deferred tax calculation. Students do not understand the basic principles of deferred tax. Calculations were insufficient and a number of items included in the question were omitted from the answer. All statement of financial position items need to be considered and the appropriate deferred tax effect thereof need to be included in the deferred tax calculation. Students neglected to indicate in the answer if the balance is a deferred tax asset or liability. A lot of students did not do the 2009 deferred tax calculations, although this was specifically required. Some students did a deferred tax movement calculations, which was not required. Inventory values for the 2010 deferred tax year were included by a lot of students, which was not correct, as these were no temporary difference on the inventory values. Now pause the podcast and mark sub-question 5 of question 1, then continue with the podcast. Sub-question 5 focuses on tax rate reconciliation disclosure. Students adjusted the standard rate of tax with temporary differences. Students should ensure that they both know the format of the note and understand the purpose of the note. Temporary differences must not be included in this note. All exempt differences and tax rate changes should be included in tax rate reconciliation. The presentation of the tax rate reconciliation is easy marks to earn. Do not lose these easy marks. Now pause the podcast and mark sub-question 6 of question 1, then continue with the podcast. Subsection 6 focuses on change in accounting policy disclosure. It was noted that students do not know the format of the required notes. This not only causes the student to lose marks, but also precious time. The format of the notes has to be studied and practiced under exam conditions by the student. Students failed to include the narrative information of the change in accounting policy disclosure note. Students failed to identify correctly the line items affected by the change and the effect of the change on these line items must be stated correctly, for example, decrease in cost of sales. Comparative figures was required, but were omitted by students. A lot of students did only calculations for the change in accounting policy, but these calculations were not used in the change in accounting policy note. The calculations in such a case will not earn any marks as they have not been presented in the change in accounting policy note. We are now moving on to question 2. Now pause the podcast and mark sub-question 1 of question 2, then continue with the podcast. Sub-question 1 focuses on correcting journals. The correcting journal entry was poorly answered by the majority of students. Most students could not apply themselves correctly and provided journals which were incorrect. This journal related to a change in estimate and should have been answered accordingly. Students are unsure which accounts to debit or credit. Please keep in mind that for a liabilities balance to decrease, it must be debited and vice versa. Now pause the podcast and mark sub-question 2 of question 2, then continue with the podcast. Sub-question 2 focused on profit before tax calculation. This part of the question was answered poorly due to the following major reasons. Students did a current tax calculation rather than a calculation of profit before tax. A lot of students did not do comparative figure calculations. Cost of sales was omitted or incorrectly calculated in the answers. Lack of knowledge of the revenue statement as COD sales and consignment sales were not correctly calculated. Now pause the podcast and mark sub-question 3 of question 2, then continue with the podcast. Sub-question 3 focused on deferred tax balance calculation. It is clear from this question that students do not understand the basic principles of deferred tax. Calculations were insufficient and in too many cases the question was not even attempted by the students. Students neglected to indicate in the answer if the balance is a deferred tax asset or liability. A lot of students did not account for the COD sales as part of the answer. Now pause the podcast and mark sub-question 4 of question 2, then continue with the podcast. Sub-question 4 focused on disclosure. Time management was an issue with this part, with a lot of students not being able to complete all the relevant notes. It was noted that students do not know the format of the required notes. This not only causes a student to lose marks, but also precious time. The format of the note has to be studied and practiced under exam conditions by the student. A number of students did not realize that a change in estimate note was required for the warranty costs and therefore was not presented in the answer. Some students did an error note for bad debts written off, which was not correct. The bad debts were an adjusting event after the reporting period and no note was necessary for this. The error note for the debtors incorrectly recognized was presented poorly. The effects of line items, tax effects, etc. were also not stated in the student's answer. A lot of students did not present comparatives for the provision for warranty cost note, although this was specifically required. We wish you well with your studies. Do not hesitate to contact us should you have any questions. Goodbye.